Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last fake Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a Real Ass Dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's a Wednesday. It's your favorite podcast. It's the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. The fucking Real Ass Dude himself is in the house, pumping his fists in the air. Everyone right now, pump your fists. Everyone at home. Not in the studio, Nathan. You don't got to do it. Everyone at home can do it. Where are my glasses? Chi-Chi Benson's back. The mustache is back. Shannon, find them, please. Please? They're over there. Thank you. Put them on my face slowly. Essentially, Natalie, cue up the sexy music while she does this. It's gonna be fucking hot. Let's go. Is she going into my pockets right now? Shannon, don't go into my pockets, you bitch. They're in my they're in my garbage bag. I threw them away as if they were garbage. Okay.
They turn you back into a garbage person when you put them on. It's like the glass.
Oh, Shannon, are you getting me the cheap versions of my glasses? What about my other glasses? Aren't just sitting on the table?
Those are
right
Nate's
now?
Glasses. You don't touch them.
Those are here's the thing. I have prop versions of my expensive Ray-Bans in case I forget my expensive Ray-Bans. You don't see them? Fuck. Now I'm nervous that they're in my car. Sexy music.
There should be some sort of graphic. It's real noir detective in here right now.
Oh yeah. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Chris from Brooklyn filling in for the great Zach D'Amico today.
Yeah, Zach's dead again, right?
Zach's dead. Zach died.
They tried to get a ventilator for him, but they had to use that thing that they pump up the balloons for the Macy's Day Parade with.
Yes. we hooked him up to a giant circus tent generator.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're just hoping that it...
We're fumigating him for termites right now.
We put a giant tent around Zach's body.
Do you remember that time that we said Zach was dead on the air, and instead of calling Zach, his parents called his wife crying?
Oh, yeah. The rumor mill got back to his family, and Zach was like, can you please not say I died on the air anymore? And then we did it every time he's out ever since.
How is his family getting the message of this?
White trash cops listen to this, and coincidentally, related to the D'Amico family.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, look, we have a great show planned. Let's introduce our guest, Chris from Brooklyn, filling in for Zach. From the Here's the Scenario podcast, the great Mike Feeney is back on the show.
What up? What's up?
Very cocky, Mike Feeney, these days. Very, very cocky.
Not really.
It's crazy. The level of confidence that Mike Feeney walks around with is bananas. And we're going to break that down
today.
Cut
the mustache off.
Also, very happy
to have...
Yeah,
which he used to say was, made me cocky, and now I don't have it, and now I'm somehow more cocky.
That's why I don't like you, I realize.
Just, I know.
I got used to the fucking... I got used to the mustache after a while.
I had to sell you on it. It was a hard sell. It was an Equinox sell.
Finally, without the mustache, you look like a side character in Baywatch.
Then finally,
I got used to it, and I was like, you know what? I'll accept Mike Feeney for who he is. Then I come in, and guess what? You shave it off.
I know.
And now this is why I realize I don't like you.
I know. You immediately came in hot.
I don't like you. I haven't liked you for months.
Dude, Louis was screaming at Feeney.
I just shaved it last week. You loved me for months.
No, I'm telling you, because I wasn't used to it. I had to get used to it. And by the time I slightly liked you with the mustache, now I'm back to hating you again.
It's all right. In a few months, we'll be right back.
I hope so. But then you're going to grow that fucking mustache in. Oh, it's never ending. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a very hilarious comedian with no podcast. Usually I just introduce their podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Orton is back on the show.
What's going on?
What up, kid?
Thanks for having me.
Very happy to have you back on the show. See, Nathan's a fucking good guy. Nathan's a good guy. Nathan is
He does whatever you say.
No.
He literally said, pump your fist. He started doing this.
I was trying to get the energy up.
He's trying to get the energy
up. In the six months I've known Nathan, he has not changed his look once. Dude. So, good guy.
Don't you fucking come at Nathan.
I can't grow a mustache, though.
I'm not coming after Nathan.
You're coming after Nathan, dude. Nathan.
I'm coming after you if we're going after
Nathan
me. Nathan
is what
this is
you
a triangle of cum.
Yeah.
Used to triangle of cum. Name of the episode. Thank you. This is what you used to be.
What?
A fucking good guy. Trinity. A nice guy who was happy to be on the show.
I turned heel.
You need to turn heel because you got to be a non-babyface faggot to be a heel.
Oh, you could be a babyface heel.
No.
Yeah,
that's the best heels there are.
You know nothing about pro wrestling, Nathan. Please, can we educate him? Can you educate him a little bit and let him know that a heel is a heel, a babyface
is
a babyface.
My brother is a wrestler. What are you talking about?
Your brother
is a professional wrestler.
Is your sister
Shawn Michaels?
His. I really bought it too. Yeah. Really?
Shawn Michaels, Michael Feeney. Hello.
How have I not heard this? Shawn Michaels Feeney.
Yeah.
Dude. You're not a heel. You're a baby face that the fans have stopped liking.
Oof. But then what do you do when you've stopped liking it? You become
we fire you and you go to the regionals.
No.
You're gonna be
You're saying you're John Cena? Is that what you're saying?
No. Did John Cena go heel?
No, but people started hating.
No, he's a face.
No one ever hated John Cena, right?
No,
people just
I think
hated the jorts.
My sister hates John Cena. My sister's like a big pro wrestling fan.
Yeah.
And she just thinks he's a dork.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody who stays a face that long is always going to be a dork.
Yeah, she's just like, all right, fucking dork, beat it. You
There's
know,
also
she wants...
like three wrestlers in history who haven't turned heel. They all turn heel at some point.
Yeah.
My, it's like Sting.
Sting was heel.
When?
He was a bad guy.
Never.
Yeah, he was when he was wearing the fucking crow. Yeah, like the crow makeup.
No,
he's
attacking the NWO.
Was he still a good guy? He was just dressed like the crow.
Yeah, he was just dressed like the crow.
For sure, that's a bad guy.
Yeah, he seemed like a bad guy.
Come out of the rafters and attack.
Put him in a lineup. He's got a baseball bat. He's dressed like the crow.
Yeah, the trench coat.
The crow was the good guy in that movie. What are we talking about?
The anti-hero, like the
anti-hero,
maybe.
Vigilante type.
I don't know.
You're saying the crow is the bad guy in the crow? All those fucking people with coke nails.
I've never seen the crow. What? I'll never see the crow. How about that?
You guys weren't trying to fuck fat titty goth bitches in high school?
Nah.
They weren't into the crow. They were into like Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to watch a movie at some point with these.
What hosts. Goth? All right,
the secretary and the crow.
I was
into
goth chicks.
Marilyn Manson was
the girl that I lost my virginity to was a goth chick. Okay, named Kristen Welsh. She's out there. She still listens to the show. I'll name names. She loves when I talk about her. She hits me up once in a while. She's like, "Hey, you're talking about me on the podcast." And I was like, "Yeah, that's right." And she wants to come on the podcast. She's like, "Come on, it'll be so much fun. Think about all the crazy stories." And I'm like, "No. Nobody would find it interesting. Yeah. Nobody even thinks female comedians are funny, much less just a female. So how are we going to fucking angle just
some
fucking chick?
You can listen to The Thing Is here on Ding.
Yeah, seriously. What are you going to do? Just bring some random chick on? Do you think it'd be good?
No.
She's crazy.
Just bring
Maybe. You know what you should do? You should do an X-cast and have all your exes on one podcast.
To the extreme? I've thought of this 100 times.
Yeah, but to you the haven't done it.
Extreme.
Yeah, but that's too much. It's too wordy.
We're going to the extreme. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go to the extreme. And then it's all my exes just sitting
here. If that's a segment within a podcast, yeah.
Would they fit in this room?
Maybe, but the problem is I will never do that because they can't find out about how much they overlap.
Yeah. They know.
They look like the Olympic rings.
They look like the Audi logo on my car.
Yeah.
Doggy. Yeah, no, that will never happen. That will never happen.
Okay.
But no, there's a problem. She didn't date me at a time when it would be interesting to hear her stories.
Yes, it would, because you were a young, goth,
15,
chubby guy.
16 years old?
Chubby guy with hair.
I wasn't abusive then.
Oh.
Like that.
Maybe someone in your corner.
No, but people, I think, really want to hear stories of when you were a bitch.
No, they want to hear stories of my abusive ways, in my opinion. Natalie, if you're listening to a story about me from an ex.
Go to the racist live chat. Ask them.
The racist live chat. No, not yet. We'll get to them in a minute. Natalie, if we're going to go and hear a story from an ex of mine, do we want to hear where once I've sort of got my... Do you want to hear the old school Lewis, 15, 16 years old, where I was just happy to be there. A cute chick was down to let me fuck her. I was like, oh my God, I love you. I would like bring her balloons.
Yeah, that's out of character for you. That's why it's funny.
Or do you want to hear once I caught my stride in my 20s? That was me when I was a kid.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah, I've heard a million stories of you being a piece of shit and cheating and really hitting women as hard as you can over and over again. I've heard this so many times.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking boring. There's four podcasts about it on this network.
I think it's a more interesting version of me. Natalie, what do you think? Am I crazy?
No, I think it would be interesting to hear, like, perspectives that you're not telling us, which is you when you were younger. I agree with the guess. He
weeped after we made love. You know, like,
I would
want
to
hear
that.
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
I bet you did.
That was just because Kim stabbed him.
Yeah.
The first time we had sex, it was for maybe 3 hours.
Yeah?
Three hours of lovemaking.
How do you do that?
And I guarantee she remembers that story differently.
You didn't come?
Didn't come. We're in condom. We're in a condom. And we were listening to Cemetery Gates on repeat.
How and many times did you get through the album?
Maybe. No, no, no. Just the song. It wasn't the album, Dougie. It was Cemetery Gates from Pantera's Vulgar Display of Power. No, no, no. No, no. Cowboy Smile.
If you fucked a Pantera, you have to choke her.
Yeah.
It's a rule.
No, I was trying to like make love to her like passionately and sweetly. And
3 hours. Tough.
Never came. Never came.
Same for me with the first time. 50 minutes.
50 minutes.
No coming took place.
Wow.
And it would have kept going, but her mom was calling to be like, where are you? You got to go home. We were at a house party.
Like, can he come already?
Yeah.
How old were you?
17.
How old was she?
17.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
She wasn't a virgin.
She wasn't a virgin?
She had sex one time before. So she was like a pro to me.
Was she your girlfriend?
Yeah, for like 3 weeks.
Oh, that would bother the fuck out of me. She fucked one other time. And yeah. It's like, it wasn't even like they regularly.
No, it
fucked.
Was hot back then, dude, because that was like American Pie days where you were like, all of my friends were literally, like, it became our identity to all do exactly like the movie and race to try to have sex before college.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even think about it till like 10th grade, and they're like, oh, fuck, we gotta
yeah. College is on the horizon.
Hurry, we're losers. Yeah, yeah. And then it just, people started dropping off the board, and then it was like between me and two other of my friends, and it was like, whew, slid right in there.
Wow. So you dated this girl, and just, it was a quick relationship, just to kind of get the virginity done.
Yeah, worst breakup I ever did. Too.
Why? What happened?
I thought I was doing the right thing. Because the next day. After
you had sex, you broke up with the next day.
Here's a problem.
Feeny.
Here's a problem.
Feeny talk. Hold on, Feeny. Are you a fucking real ass dude or what? He's a real ass dude. Yes. Yes. I like you again. You're not a bitch. You're not a right. Did the next day?
It gets worse.
Oh, good. No, I want her. I hope she hears this.
It gets worse.
I hope she's listening.
So she had sex once with two guys, which I assume made her the whore of Babylon in that school.
Yeah. It was, well, I broke up the next day with her because I was like, I want to go to college single. I also don't want, you know, I want to make sure we were like almost together a month. And you know how like when you're in high school, like a month anniversary, it's like you might as well be married. So yeah, I got to get out of this.
So it's getting too serious.
Yeah, I was getting way too serious.
You're getting too hot in the kitchen.
I was originally planning on breaking up with her, and then we had sex, and I was like, well, I'm still going to carry through with this plan. Broke up with her, worst part about it, via AIM.
Via
AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, I thought you put a sniper rifle.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, no. Broke up with her via AIM. Yeah. And
just shrank dart and you left her at another school.
I just put her up at a way
message. She got
her
third.
We're done and hope she saw it. But no, it was real bad. She was real.
We're breaking up on a bullet.
Yeah. Hope you have time to read this. No, it was pretty bad. She was, and we also had mutual friends. It got very sticky.
So you were.
It was a full napalm.
Sent her a DM via AIM, AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
And what'd you say?
I was like, listen, I don't think this is working out. You know, I'm going to go to college single. You're going to go to college single. You're going to find this out, you know, right now.
No. You are
believe
going
me
to
when I say you're going to college single. And so,
wait, what month was this?
It was like probably the before the summer. Of,
okay, so you're
you couldn't just bang her for the summer.
I would have fucked her the whole summer. I don't understand what is going on with you. You know what it was? He was hyper focused on just getting laid that one time. That's all it was. It was completely about that.
Yeah,
right?
Probably.
And then you did it, and you were like, oh yeah, I don't want to.
You actually, thought you could fuck some other chicks from your high
school.
No,
it was him being a good dude, ultimately. This is the truth. I know the type of guy that Feeny is, because I have this in me a little, especially in high school. We were good dudes back then.
Yeah.
Feeny was like, in his mind, he was like, I don't want to, like, string this girl along.
Yeah.
I'm going to let her go.
Yeah. We've never understood each other more.
No. Dude, I broke up with a girl in, I was in the 10th grade. She was in the 9th grade. It was the first girl that I ever like really experimented sexually with. Like we like, she no, I wouldn't let her blow me. I thought that girls who put penises in their mouths were,
you know, you forget he's Puerto Rican sometimes, and then he says things like
unclean,
unsavory
characters. Yeah.
So I wouldn't let her blow me, and I wanted her to blow me so bad. She was giving me these dry ass hand jobs, and she was like, "Oh, I want to blow you." I was like, "No." Don't want your blowjob.
You thought if you kissed her afterwards, it would make you gay.
No, it was just like, it was a girl, like, I cared about her. I was like, no, she doesn't have to take my dick in her mouth. That was like what a girl in porn would do. It was the gayest shit ever, dude. It was really gay.
Dude, I really want to talk to the girls you hooked up with in high school now.
Like, oh, this girl has since, because of Legion of Skanks, has blocked me from everything. Because this is the girl years ago. If everyone's like a big Legion
she
of Skanks
She was one of
fan,
the retarded Special Olympics girls.
No. If anybody's a big Legion of Skanks fan, they'll remember me telling this story about a girl that I dated years ago. And I ended up arguing with her on her like Facebook wall about whether or not Daniel Tosh should have apologized for the rape joke. And that this is so long ago and random. Wow. So I was going back and forth, and she like went to Vassar, like one of these extremely like liberal, like lesbian-y schools, and all of her friends were like, "You're a fucking asshole." And I was like, "Fuck you, cunt bit." Like, I'm like, it's so funny because I think back to like what I was just saying to these random girls. I was like, how about you die in a fire via your cunt first?
Yeah.
And like, I was just being just a savage, like for no reason. These girls, they were college students. And then she was like, okay, if you're going to name call, I'm going to block you. And then she blocked me. And I was like, I was the first person to ever eat your pussy. You're going to block me? I didn't let you suck my dick because I had too much respect for you.
Yeah. Not now.
Should have respected yourself. I not even her pussy.
Should have went to Vassar.
So here's with that girl in the ninth grade, it actually has to do with the girl that I lost my virginity to. So I was dating this girl. This girl was like half Filipino, kind of a cute chick, right? Slamming body for like a 13-year-old girl. Thinking back, she was 13.
It was a couple months ago.
Her body was fucking righteous.
Yeah.
Thinking back. We would like just, I like go down on her and she'd jerk me off and I'd finger her and that was like our whole relationship. And she was cool enough, you know, kind of a sweet chick. But the girl that I was in love with, Kristen Welsh, mm-hmm. I was like in love with Kristen Welsh. This is the girl that I lost my virginity to.
Heir to the Jelly Fortune?
We were hanging out, yes. We were hanging out one night in her house, listening to Typo Negative, just in her room. Yeah. Just being like fucking, just being just romantic and goth. There's nothing, if you're goth, Typo Negative is some like, let's fuck. Let's turn on some Typo Negative music and fuck each other. And we were just sitting there, and I remember I realized we were kissing. Like, out of nowhere, we were listening to this music, just chilling, and then boom, we were just, like, making out with each other. And I was like, oh, man, this is the one. Like, I love this girl. Like, this, like, I was like, yeah, I can't be with this other girl, Claire. I got to break up with her immediately. And the next day was her birthday.
But you didn't want to hurt her? You didn't want to string her along?
I didn't want to string her along on her birthday. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. Yeah.
Plus, you didn't have time to get her a gift.
I'm
so that
go that whole day pretending to be in this thing. It wasn't right.
No.
We had to rip the band-aid off.
Oh, how'd you do it?
I was supposed to go to her party, and I was like, look, I just can't.
Over the phone.
Did I broke with her over the phone while canceling and coming to
a
party?
He changes outgoing answering machine message to like, bitch, we're broken.
It's also, I'm also not going to be able to make the party.
Yeah, not coming to the party.
Something came up. Was she hysterical?
Yeah, of course. No, I don't think she was hysterical. 13-year-olds, I don't think, like, in the night.
The chick I broke up with, like, you couldn't, like, if one of my mutual friends brought my name up around her for, like, a while, she was either, like, she would either cry or, like, curse my existence.
You laid down 50 minutes of pipe, and I'm sure the one other time she had sex lasted 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that was good. Like, 50, it's too long. Like, long sex is not great.
It wasn't good.
Not in high school.
Here's what happened. By today's standards, this is fucking back. This is 2002, 2003. How old were you?
Yeah, it was probably 2003. You graduated what? 2004. Yeah, I went to school 2005, I guess it was.
Okay, so yeah, 2003, 2004. This is a different time. What she was feeling, that regret and that guilt, would now be turned into Mike Feeney raped me. He manipulated me and raped me.
Yeah, yeah.
By today's standards, like, you manipulated her for a month, you strung her along, you pretended to want to be with her, then you got the pussy, the next day you're like, yeah, I'm out, peace. I mean,
who doesn't love the thrill of the chase?
Look, I'm with you. I love every element of this story, yeah. But what she's feeling, that she feels guilt. She's like, oh my God, he used me. He took advantage of me.
Yeah.
He fucked me. I didn't really, like, it was under the pretense that we were going to be in a relationship. Like, I wasn't fucking this guy under the pretense that he was going to break up with me the next day. I've just convinced myself that you raped her, Feeney.
Well, can I say this? It was kind of almost like it was borderline a reverse rape, if we're going to go down that road.
I love finding the reverse rape angle.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things. Please continue.
Well, because again, my plan was we were going to a house party. My plan was I'm breaking up with this chick tomorrow. So I told my friends, I was like, make sure, you know, we I don't get too fucking, you know, drunk around her or something. And then we end up drinking like 7 Smirnoff Ices or Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, you got iced?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even iced. We were just voluntarily. It was like a house party, you know? So it's like people are just, it's like a massive. And it was at this Asian kid. It's Asian exchange student's house. And he was like, his family was super rich. So he had a huge house. So his way of making friends was to invite all of the degenerates from the neighborhood over who would just
everybody
punch
else.
Holes in his walls and just like throw everything. Just fully disrespect the kid. And I ended up, the more I drank, the closer her and I started, like, I was literally, like, doing a great job avoiding her most of the night. And then
was she hot? Was she a hot chick?
Yeah. So then after I would,
if Feeny dated an ugly, that would be weird. You're too pretty to not be with a hot chick.
Yeah, I think I did pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then by, like, the 7th Smirnoff Ice, all of a sudden we started making out, and she led me upstairs to
which
the,
is the move at a party.
Yeah. And it was like, it was pretty cool. At a party, at like a house party. It was like, it was the most American Pie situation you could have.
Some kid with red hair was like, I'll be right back, Feeny.
Everyone wooed. Yeah.
So the fat kid jumped off the roof into the pool. Cannonball!
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing that was weird about it was like the bedroom that we went in. I don't know who's of like the 8 bedrooms that this kid's house had or whatever, but it was just like legitimately, I think he expected people to fuck because I think it was just like, from what I remember, I think it was just a mattress like on the ground. Yeah. Like it wasn't like a full like.
I mean, this guy just had a house by himself in high school?
No, he didn't. It wasn't by himself. He just, his parents were away. Oh, okay. And so he invited everybody over, but his house was fucking huge. It had one of those giant spiral staircases with a chandelier. Mm. That part I remember. 2-car garage. Whew. Very nice.
I have a 2-car garage. I have an impressive Feeny.
Yeah, but it was nice. It was a nice 2-car garage.
A 4-car garage.
I had a 1-car garage growing up, and no, you never put a car in there. You just filled it with
old
shit. Yeah. I had my drum set in there, and it was a bunch of other. You never parked a car in the garage.
Have you ever broken a girl's heart?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the worst you've ever broken a girl's heart?
So I actually dated a stripper, and she did that faux breakup with me. And I wanted to break up with her, and the next day she was like, all right, we're not really broken up. And I said, nope, we're done. And she like stalked me for a long time.
And then he laced her cocaine with fentanyl, and that's what music.
did you meet her at the strip club?
Yeah.
So you're that guy.
I've been that guy.
She likes me.
I've been that guy.
No, she didn't like me.
I've known she liked me.
I know she it. Liked me. I gave her $1. She gave it back with a number on it.
Wow.
It's kind of dope.
Is that really that what happened?
Yeah, pretty
sick.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
How much older was she than you?
I was 24. She was 22.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
She actually got pregnant and then fell off of the stripper pole and broke her neck after we broke up. She's fine.
Did the baby survive?
Yeah.
Wow. Was she stripping pregnant?
Yeah, I think
actually,
so.
Like big like, belly?
No, like early.
That is hot. If I could find a stripper... like a pregnant stripper?
I guarantee you could.
I've looked.
No way. I bet you could find one in less than 5 minutes.
I bet you I've 100%.
Make your own. DIY.
I'm into pregnant chicks.
Yeah.
Okay? And I've definitely gone through a late night hooker searching section and trying to find a pregnant hooker. Not that I would have had sex with her. I'm just letting you know that sometimes... My masturbation habits get really away from me.
I jerk off the hookers.
I go down some weird subcategories.
Dude, where I'm like, I call a hooker and I talk to her. I'm like, all right, so how much is it?
Oh, never mind. We're all good. Yeah.
Dude, I've had some fucking... I can't just look at porn anymore. Are you crazy? I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've definitely searched out pregnant hookers and they're just not out there.
What about pregnant escorts? Because hookers, they're going to bang them. So
do you think I didn't fucking...
I think you went straight to, I'm going to fuck a pregnant chick
tonight. No, I didn't. You think I didn't use a fucking thesaurus? Every word for hooker I typed in that search engine. Escort. Hooker.
Third option. Fourth
lady
example.
Lady of the evening.
Yeah.
Harlot.
What are some other names for hookers?
Skank.
No. Prostitute.
Nightwalker or Lady of the Night or some shit.
Nightwalker. I think that's an X-Man. I think that's a cat X-Man.
Blue.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a cat.
I think you were looking for Streetwalker.
The cat X-Men would make any X-Men fan furious. There's people in that chat punching their screen right now. He's not a cat! He's not a cat! He's a blue shapeshifter, man! He'll kick your ass!
I thought for sure Nightwalker was a cat. He's not. No. He's a blue cat.
He's just a blue dude.
It's a prostitute. You have to kill 9 times.
And Feeny, he teleports. He's a shapeshifter.
Can you please?
His mom shapeshifts. He's sorry.
Pull up Nightwalker. I want to see him. I thought for sure he was like the fucking Cheshire cat.
It's Nightcrawler.
Whatever. You know what I meant.
Then they weren't even mad about that. I mean, that sucks.
He's a fucking cat. Dude. He looks like Feeny, first of all.
If I went through an AFI phase.
He looks like he sells his body.
Yeah, dude. That
Why is he wearing khakis?
Cat keys.
Wow.
He's not. What is his power, Shannon? Is he not? Does he not?
He teleports.
Does he not sharpen his claws on the couch? What are his powers?
He has the ability to teleport.
He always lands on his feet.
Yep, that too. Hates water.
Shits in a box.
Yeah.
What are his weaknesses? Spray bottles. Yeah. Okay.
Belly rubs.
Weaknesses. Dogs.
Feline AIDS.
Yeah. All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Yo Delta makes incredible Delta 8 THC products that are legal for people who are over the age of 21 in most states. They deliver it right to your door, and yeah, get you really, really high.
The gummies are fantastic.
Yeah, dude.
Yo Delta's gummies, they sent us a bunch. Me and Robbie were on the road over the summer, and we gave them out. We were doing like a whole show where everybody smokes an ounce on stage.
Nice.
And we gave them out to the audience, and by the end, they were like high as fuck.
Yeah, dude,
and we
like, you let would them know not at the end know, dude.
They were on Yo Delta.
You would not know that it's not regular THC. I smoke the vape. If you ever see me smoking a vape pen, you see me smoking it often. It is the Delta 8 THC from Yo Delta. And it really does get you high. I promise you. Go take a look and see what they got. It's really affordable as well. You really got nothing to lose. If you like it, they're going to deliver it right to your door. It's already cheaper than your regular weed, but we're going to give you a discount code. If you use the promo code GAS at YoDelta.com, you're going to save 25% off your order, and it gets shipped right to you. What a holiday treat this is.
That's a great gift.
Yeah, honestly, the gift that keeps giving.
Stop giving people shit that they don't want.
Yeah, give them
some
Delta
8. You're going to give somebody a fucking mug this year. I mean, look, buy a podcastmerch.com mug, but also put Yo Delta in it. And
hell
hand
yeah.
It to them.
That'd be a great gift right
Dude,
there.
Fucking amazing gift.
A mug filled with Yo Delta. Wow.
Ooh.
All right, where were we? All right, let's talk about the... we're talking about wrestling. It's kind of fun. We got Nathan in the house. Why not bring up this subject? There's a wrestler named Hannibal, and I guess he's in a bit of hot water for... stabbing a referee in the head with a spike.
What?
Yeah.
So you want to watch the video first?
Please.
Par for the course.
I'll be the judge.
It's like Andrew Anderson. That's Andrew Anderson coming in.
Hold on. Let me show you a different video. Hold on.
Yeah, please. Give me a different video. That was terrible.
Hold on. That's pretty cool. Someone had the first cell phone ever made.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Okay, here you go.
Let's see.
No sound.
No sound. He's got the referee by the head.
I mean, this seems like wrestling.
And he's biting him now.
The referee's not like screaming.
He also looks like Chevy Chase.
So he's stabbing him with a spike.
But the guy, the referee isn't like trying to stop him with his hands. He's just kind of like letting it happen. Imagine this guy just got murdered.
Wow. I mean.
This is where they stop it.
Oh, yeah, that guy looks pretty bad.
Yeah, he's all fucking... He's fucked up. I mean...
But he choked him out. Oh. He put a sleeper hold on him.
But what... So here's the thing. The wrestler is claiming that the ref was in on it.
Yeah, he
That's
was.
That's how wrestling works.
He wasn't, like, scrambling. He just had his hands there. He was just letting it happen, but then he must have got choked out.
Yeah, well, give me some more information, Shannon.
So what the wrestler is claiming is that he was, like, quote-unquote, paid to bleed, and he thought that the blood was coming from self-inflicted, like, razor blade cuts to his head. But if you look at this picture, this is after the guy was released from the hospital.
Ooh,
There were multiple stab wounds from the guy in his head. So he just claims he didn't know that he was – he didn't give him any signs that he was actually hurt, and that's why he didn't stop.
I think I'm on the wrestler's side on this, because if you watch that video again, if the guy was like tapping him or the ref was like trying to, he just braced his
hands.
Was
doing
there.
The thing that you would do if you were faking it. He was going,
yeah, he wasn't. It looked like he was selling it. It didn't look.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, his body was just sort of lifeless.
Yeah, like you'd think like.
But I will say,
you think like
the
right there.
See, the guy's going like,
chill.
Like his hands are down. He's not like.
Yeah, wouldn't.
So this is the part in the backyard wrestling where you'd be going, for real. Dude, I'm hurt.
Stop.
Yeah, I mean, he's just puncturing his head. But here's the thing. The other people, like he's holding him, the point where other people have to come in and drag him off of him.
There's another referee right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, it looks like they're trying to fucking get him off. They're pulling his leg. Yeah, this guy seems like a fucking cage animal.
Cage Hannibal.
Hell yeah, dude. You know what? Fuck it, dude. You get it. Guess we'll stay. Okay. So he's being charged criminally.
Wow. Is he?
Wow.
It doesn't say that yet.
Oh. No.
I say they're investigating still.
Wow.
What made that guy Hannibal? He had no elephants. He wasn't. Silence of the Lambs dub? Nothing.
Elephants.
Was he licking his face, his forehead, after the blood? Ah. Did he see him, biting him?
He was biting him. Maybe he was eating him.
Oh, that's his gimmick is that he's a cannibal luchador?
Yeah.
Things are getting real rough at the border, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, they're Mexicans.
Some of them are Haitians.
I got some Mexicans in my family, and we all know what happens.
They eat people?
They eat people. Oh. Tesla is hit with 6 sexual harassment lawsuits by female employees claiming the atmosphere of the company is like a frat house.
They lick the charging station. They're like, it tastes like a pussy on her period.
You know what? I, for one, do not like people sexually harassing women. I want to get some feedback from the bitch booth girls.
Booth pigs.
Ladies,
they prefer.
Girls, what do we think of this story? First of all, shake that ass a little. Before we even get into it, can you shake those asses a little? Thank you. You twerking in the seats?
Yep.
Good. Thank you. Just give me some feedback here, Natalie. Do we know anything about the environment?
I just want to say, before we get into this, how much, Natalie, you have successfully worn her down over the time that she started working here. From the first time I did this with Natalie, she answered you in one word. Answers. She said no to everything.
I'm not okay with
she
the way you talk
like
to me.
Prime lawsuit waiting to happen, and now I just saw her shimmying into the girls. Goes girls song. You have done it again, my friend. You have successfully worn down.
It's called breaking them in.
People think that I'm a spy and that I'm just gonna like have a lawsuit.
Nobody.
Yeah, but you're like the spy who falls in love with the person you're spying on, and then you're conflicted towards the end on what to do.
The spy who fagged me? She's gay.
Is that me?
No, that's you. Yeah, you're gay. Give me some more information here. What makes the environment a toxic frat house-like environment? Do we have any more information?
Yeah. So here's a quote from one of the women that came forward. She said, "I was so tired of the unwanted."
No, do it in the voice she was actually doing. It's like, meh, meh, meh.
I was so tired of the unwanted attention and the males gawking at me. I proceeded to create barriers around me just so I could get some relief. And what she did was she actually stacked boxes around her working station because so that the guys couldn't see her butt because they always commented on her butt.
Hey, that box is behind the box. Tesla.
Well, you'd think like at any car manufacturing place, like if you worked at Ford in Detroit, it's like, I assume it's 99% men, you know, and most of them probably in their like 40s. So it feels like it's like people, but Tesla isn't supposed to be like, you would think if there is
one
place.
I feel like you should be able to give women a psychological evaluation to figure out whether or not they're tough enough to work in a man's world. Because that's all this is, okay? Is these women...
It's just a lot of, like, asking them questions, but then doing this real quick.
Yeah.
See if they flinch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Is there any more information? What else?
Another person said, "I just felt scared, not knowing who to run to, knowing there's nothing but males around me, not knowing if they might have the same mindset as the supervisor," because they were saying they didn't know who to report it to because it was most of the supervisors also doing this same thing. One woman also said that her...
So right now, all I've heard is that women have been gawked at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here
that'll happen.
One says that when she was just 18 years old, her supervisor would tell her that, quote, with her big butt, she should be an exotic dancer.
It's a compliment.
It is.
They also said
date
that
Nathan Norton.
PC, you didn't say stripper.
It's true.
They said they also
you should be a night crawler. That's a cat, you know.
They also said that whenever what's his face? Elon Musk would post something on Twitter that had something like some sort of sexual connotation. Like this one tweet, it says, due to inflation, 420 has gone up by 69. So whenever he would post something silly like that, all of the workers would get worse.
So they're humorless cunts.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's it though. Like it's just, there's an incident of.
It's harassment. It's not assault.
It's harassment. Yes. It's all harassment.
It's barely harassment. Barely harassment.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, her-ass mints. We sell them. They're mints that taste like a female's ass.
Minty.
Her ass
mints. Well, they can just be regular mints.
And you give them to fucking hot chicks in the office.
They should be shaped like an ass.
Yeah, they should be shaped like an ass. They're regular mints.
Her ass mints.
They're two mints put together.
Yeah. Fine, they don't have to taste like her ass.
Yeah.
But if they look like an ass, that would be awesome. And then you give them to girls in the office that you want to sexually harass. Be like, yeah.
And you'd be like, your breath smells like shit. Here you go.
Here's some harassment.
Hey, I want mine too.
I guarantee if you Google that, there are harassments to
Can
buy.
I offer you some harassment?
Yeah.
I love that. Is there harassments? Can I buy herassmints.com, Shannon?
If that There's no
exist.
Way that
if that doesn't exist somewhere, you better mints. Copyright that
her
now.
It's available.
It's available.
Mints.
How much?
It does. Oh, let me see.
Harassment and harassments. Or both of them.
Oh, you can get okay. So harassmints.com, $4.99 a month for the first year.
Nice. And what about harassment.com?
Well, it's a subscription service to mints.
I mean, a her ass mint is like a suppository you put in her ass, then eat her ass.
And it tastes like ass. It tastes like mint.
It tastes like ass.
Like different flavors.
It tastes better, not like, yeah.
It's banana. An anal it's suppository.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right.
We're going to be rich.
He can't even write. He's like,
that's the best, dude.
Where's the copyright?
We're going to be rich just as soon as somebody else starts that company and gives us a promo code to be a sponsor.
We can do it, dude. Anal suppository.
That you can eat
Shannon.
Edible anal.
Shannon, are there anal suppositories to make the ass taste better? Right now. Sure.
That also exists, but there's not one called harassment.
This is the point.
Yes.
The technology's out there. We're going to literally just take, we're going to repack.
You going to white label it?
Yes, dude. We're white labeling the technology.
Brown label it? We're going to brown label it?
Harassments. Brown labeling's also a good joke. Guess we'll stay. Guess we'll stay. Guess we'll stay. What am I supposed to do? This is a great we'll show. We're inventing. It's an invention show.
I'm glad Zach's dead.
Me too, dude. Shannon, are there anal suppositories that make your ass taste better?
I'm still looking. It's not coming up right away.
Damn
it's
it.
It's got to exist.
They must.
You're going to get a lot of results with just different videos, though.
You just need to make like a buttery-looking bullet and have it mint-flavored.
Let's put a gummy
I mean,
bear
I
up
used
there.
To use, when I first used to, because I've always been against condoms. So very quickly, I went from...
They made you last 3 hours that one.
I can't do it. I can't.
Who's so got the time?
Me and the girl that I lost my virginity to, we would just have unprotected sex like savages. Like, we didn't give a fuck. There was nothing there, right? We were like, all right, let's just...
You were dumping loads inside?
No, I pull out, yeah. Luckily,
you ever sneak one in there and just be like, eh, whatever.
No, not with her. Because at that time, I was convinced that like even a drop of cum could get her pregnant.
Yeah.
But then the girl that I dated after that... Or was it her? Maybe it was her. I discovered the vaginal suppository, like it was like spermicidal deposits that you put inside of her pussy.
Oh, those things could fuck you up, though.
They fuck her up.
No, if a piece of that gets in your dick hole, if it doesn't all dissolve?
You gotta let it dissolve. You can't be, you be patient, my friend. Be patient.
Crazy.
So you take it, it would look like a little, like a piece of wax, almost like the wax earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
It looked exactly like that. And you take it, you'd finger it up into her cervix. And
it was then, like Alka-Seltzer, start foaming up.
It would melt and it would like create a barrier. It would block off her fucking like cervix with a spermicidal like casing. So it was like melted wax that would kill your cum.
Wow.
And that's what I used to not wear condoms.
What if a sperm got through but was damaged and you just had a retarded kid?
Well, I never thought of that.
I wouldn't want to fuck with that stuff.
No, it was fine. It was good.
Just pull out. Come on our wallet chain.
Still pulled out with it.
Yeah.
And my friend, I won't say his name, but he lost virginity to a girl and they didn't have any condoms. And I had a vaginal suppository. And he was going to go lose a virginity to this girl. This girl was kind of a pig. She had fucked a bunch of dudes. And then he was like, oh, I don't know how to put it in her. I was like, I can put it in her. So then I deposited the suppository in her pussy right before he fucked her.
And then
what did she?
Hell yeah!
Was it like?
Hold on, Real Ass Dude of the Week right here.
Was she like,
I already gave it away. I can't give myself Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Were you turned on?
Oh, yeah.
Was she turned on?
Probably. What a pig.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And your friend wasn't like,
she calls her first sitting reason. Right there. They fucked right while I sat there.
You jerked off?
No.
Oh.
That would have been weird.
You banked it, though.
Yeah, banked it. Sure. Still banked. Still had it banked.
Yeah. That's good. I know a guy who got a girl pregnant off pre-cum.
Oof. I got my son's mother pregnant off pre-cum.
Really?
Well, post-cum.
Post-cum. You went back in?
You went back in? That's
oh,
dumb.
Oh, what are you
You
dumb?
Never go back in. You got to go pee before you go back
I
in.
I went back in.
You're a silly man.
Your dick's got to smoke a
shot
Newport
one. I was like, oh, you want some more, baby? Goosh.
She was like, no.
She was like, no, that's going to get me pregnant. Get out of me.
Yeah.
So here's little baby James. Post-cum baby James.
Wow.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank our brand new sponsor on the Real Ass Podcast, Zippix, Z-I-P-P-I-X. They make these incredible nicotine-laced toothpicks. I don't know if they want me to say it that way, but that's what it is, baby boy. They fucking, I haven't smoked cigarettes in years. I put it in my mouth, and I feel like I just smoked a fucking half a cigarette. They get you super buzz. If you're into a cigarette buzz, this is it. And they will help you kick that habit in a much healthier way. I'll tell you right now, if you have a vaping habit or a smoking habit, this is the year to fucking kick it. You got these little toothpicks, pop it in your mouth. Boom. You walk around. Nobody knows anything. You got a little bit of a nicotine buzz right there. And then they actually taste great. I have the watermelon and mint ones, which are fucking absolutely delicious. But I'll tell you right now, they cost less than cigarettes. There's no smell. There's no smoke. And there's no hiding your bullshit cigarette butts all over the place. No nasty fingertips, no nasty breath. It sucks. Quit right now. ZippixToothpicks.com is the website. Go there right now. ZippixToothpicks.com. ZippixToothpicks.com and start your healthier alternative to smoking today. All right. Where were we? What's the worst you've ever broken a girl's heart?
I mean, usually girls just eventually realize I'm a piece of shit and leave.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
So you're saying you never broke someone's heart? You might be a good man.
I mean, they shouldn't have been fucking me.
Let me rephrase the question. What would be, if we surveyed all of your girlfriends, what would be the worst story from one of them?
Yeah, the scumbaggiest.
No. No. Not happening. You mean those lying whores? What do you mean?
It's just cheating. If women would just let us cheat, then I think that 99% of the problems would go away.
Oh, of course.
I think if women let you cheat, you wouldn't cheat.
Oh, wow. You would just cheat.
Because it's not.
Just less.
Has anyone in here not cheated?
Today?
Day's young.
Have you cheated, Natalie? Natalie, lesbians don't cheat.
I personally have not.
I mean, eating isn't cheating.
You've personally never cheated?
I have not yet.
Yet?
No, I said yeah, but it did sound like yeah.
Like
yeah.
if you slowly eat a bowl of yogurt, is that considered cheating?
Not if she can watch.
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea how it works.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it with the because I guess maybe it was just raised with the Irish Catholic fucking guilt or whatever, but the one time I cheated on a girl, it really
it affected you.
Up. Oh, I was fucking.
It affected you.
Oh, dude. I was like, I felt like enemy of the state. Like everybody knew, like I was like, I would watch movies and then we would be together watching a movie where a guy's cheating on a girl and I'm like, this is it, she's gonna find out. Like I was panicked, dude.
From the movie?
I was thinking that the movie was on, that there was gonna be a tell in my eyes that I was, you know what I mean, like I was
it
so
wasn't
paranoid.
The guilt so much as it was the paranoia that you were going to get caught.
But that's also guilt. Because why would I feel guilty? Because I know a lot of friends. I know a guy who's cheated on every girlfriend he's ever had that isn't you. And it's, and he's never.
I've never cheated on Natalie.
Oh, there you go. Well, I've never.
That's true. You have not used another producer since you hired Natalie.
But I don't know. He was like never guilty about it. Like only until his most recent girl that he broke up with. Like that was the first time at like 34 that he's like, oh, fuck, I'm a piece of shit. It's like. But because he used to be like, who cares, dude?
The dude's perspective is that it's, and women, they'll never wrap their minds around it, but it is just sex. There's no emotion there. There's nothing like I can just go. That's not true.
I mean, essentially women.
I tell these girls I love them a lot. I got to be honest with you. Very often, a whole other relationship happening on the side. Well, I'm just talking to my ass right now.
Emotional manipulation.
That's terrible. That's awful.
I realize I'm not even. I'm believing my own lies right now.
I love that pregnant hooker. I told her I'm gonna adopt her baby.
I'll take care of that baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is something wrong with me? Because I've never cheated.
You've never cheated.
Yeah. I just would.
Good for you.
I break up yet. Instead. I'm what?
You're young yet.
I'm 34.
He's not that young.
Yeah, I did. Like I said, I did once, and it just was like I can't ever do it again. It just was.
I have a recurring dream where I've murdered somebody, and I feel so awful in this dream. Like I feel so bad. But it's not because I murdered someone. It's because I'm going to get caught. And it's the paranoia that the cops are coming to get me. Shit, I told you, I had a dream that I pushed your friend out a window. Lindsay. Right? It was Lindsay, right? Yeah, from Skankfest. We were in Vegas.
She's
I had a dream.
So nice.
I had a dream we were in Vegas, and she was just in front of a window. And I was like, and I pushed her. And I was like, oh, yeah, she committed suicide. Crazy. What a crazy bitch. And then I was like, fuck, dude, there's cameras. They definitely saw me murder this bitch. Yeah, in Vegas especially. So then I was like just paranoid that it was like just like they were closing in on me. The cops weren't even coming. It just felt that. I had this dream so often that I've killed somebody and buried them somewhere. Years ago, I killed somebody. This is all the time. And I wake up and very often I've convinced myself that the dream is real. And I wake up going like, fuck, dude, I got to go hide that body. Like, it's crazy. But there's no guilt. Like, I'm a murderer. I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, but a therapist would tell you that is all of your cheating, just in its own version. You're worried about getting caught on the cheating. And they're closing in. They're finding it out. You have all these bodies of ex-relationships if you cheat. I mean, that's like a pretty... A to B line from
I don't know
killing relationships, killing people. You also killed a woman in the dream. So it's like
it's true.
Her name was Cheater, I think. It was
what is the what's the most you've ever broken a guy's heart, Shannon? Mine? You bitch. You bitch.
When I was like a teenager, like I cheated on a boyfriend.
Oh, you cheated? And you fucked the other guy?
No, I made out. I made out with another guy.
Making out is like when you're a kid, that's just like, oh, how dare you?
I have like a reason, I feel like, for it.
You're a whore?
No. So like he was away at college and it was like right after 9/11 happened. And
just feeling patriotic.
He was a Muslim?
He was pledging for a fraternity. And he couldn't talk to anybody on the phone. So like at a time where here in New York City, everybody was like, you know, all close to each other. And we all felt so affected by this thing. And he couldn't even talk to me on the phone. And I was volunteering at 9/11 with a family friend who is a cop. And it's like we were around each other a lot. And then eventually we.
So you were in high school and you hooked up with an adult cop?
No, it was like right. It was like the summer. At, like, yeah, oh, he was in college. Right. Yeah, it was first year of college.
So
yeah, good save, Shannon.
That's what's up, nigga.
That's pretty hot, though.
Hooking up with a cop. He's made out with him. You just made out with him.
At that point. We like.
Oh, then you banged later.
Eventually, yeah. But
did he feel your boobs?
Probably. And my boobs were brand new.
Oh, they were all fucking ripe and tight.
Ripe. Have you been cheated on?
Yeah. Of course. I wrote a whole poem about it on the Legion of Skanks podcast.
Uh-huh.
It's a famous episode of the Legion of Skanks. Episode 20. Roses are red, violets are blue, Lewis is dumb. And the girl that I dated... she was like 17 and I was like 21 or 22 when we started dating.
Just change it to 18 going forward, but yeah.
It was legal. I don't give a fuck. 17 is legal. I was a homeless kid in New York. Like, I mean, I'm not like, is that weird being 21 dating a 17 year old?
It's not that weird.
I don't think it's weird at all.
No.
We grew up at a time where every 16 and 17 year old girl that I went to high school with was dating 30 year old men.
For sure. Junior high school girls getting picked up in cars.
A girl that I knew in 10th grade was dating a college kid. Yeah. And I remember it used to be a thing of girls in my high school to be like, I'm dating a college kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Goes to college.
It was just the time. Yeah, she was, she's pretty fucking hot too. Toy body.
But 22 means you're out of college.
No, I dropped out years before.
But I'm saying you would have been out of college, so that makes it weird.
Feeny, I am a fucking child molester. I don't care. Oh, you're catching me, you fucking asshole.
She's no, I'm just saying you can.
She's a hot child.
If it's 17 to 18,
hot child.
You could just change it to 18.
Hot child, somewhere in the city. Titties, suck my dick, the bitty. She's a hot child in the city. Shut up, Feeny. She's a hot child. Shut up.
I'm not even judging you. I'm just saying, for your sake, you could also just change it.
I'm not a liar.
You're many
when,
things.
When I was 19 years old, I was dating a 17 and a half year old.
That's better. The gap closed. Yeah.
I think 17 is legal in the state of New York.
Anyway. It was completely legal. And I wouldn't have cared if it wasn't. Yeah. I didn't care.
Well, you were only 19, so sure. That's not that big of a deal.
Child. I was 32.
Last summer, I...
No, dude. And she,
that other woman that
Natalie Cuomo was 14.
Pretty young.
Which one?
The one somewhere in the last couple of years, post Kim, pre Karen. There was one.
Oh, the Spanish looking chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. No,
not she, looking. She was Spanish.
No, she was half black, but she looked Spanish. Yeah, no, she was 23.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
She was young.
Hot child.
Yeah.
She was a hot child.
Adult. Yeah. Hot young adult.
Look, what we liked about her was she looked pretty young.
What? Who's we?
All of us.
Oh.
All of my friends. They were like, she's really hot and young.
She was
like,
pretty hot and young.
She's pretty hot and young, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she acted it. So, you know, that ended.
Yeah, I don't even remember how that ended.
It didn't end bad. She just was like too young to be dating me. I started
and
feeling
hot,
bad.
Too hot to be dating
She was
him.
Too hot to be dating me. I started feeling bad because she wasn't from here. She was from like D.C. area. And it was like coming down to like the 6-month mark in our relationship. And I was like, am I going to have this girl move here and like be James's stepmom? She's a bottle service girl with like a big fucking hot ass. And I was like, it's just not like... And then she just was young. She was like paranoid that I was like cheating. And I really wasn't.
Enough time hadn't gone by.
Dude, I'm such an old man. It was me and Harrington were in Lake Havasu, right? We were in Lake Havasu for the...
The talent in Lake Havasu, fucking A1.
Well, he was doing that fight, right? And I was out there. And I, to this day, like right now, I'm in bed almost every night by 10 o'clock. I'm in bed. Like ready. Good. I'm just an old fucking man. I smoke weed all day. I get tired by the end of the day. So I was in my hotel and I fell asleep and then she called me and I didn't answer. And she was like, I know you're like out cheating on me right now. It was like, I went to do a bunch of text messages and it was like, I fell asleep. I'm old.
Hold on. Wait a second. This was the same trip to Lake Havasu where you got catfish for your credit card number on a fake OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not like he wasn't trying stuff.
No. But getting catfish for an OnlyFans.
Yeah, that proves you're not cheating.
I wasn't cheating. In fact, it was literally, I could have used that as proof that I wasn't cheating.
Yeah, that is.
To be honest with you, it was the
cheating.
Same exact fucking, because I fell asleep and I woke up the next day and I was like, wait a minute, I just put my credit card information into a fake OnlyFans. It's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So yeah, I have a lot of overlapping thoughts.
Why do the hottest chicks always think you're cheating on them? It makes no sense.
Because they're insecure.
Why are they insecure?
Because they dated a bunch of hot dudes who probably sold coke and had cool cars who definitely cheated on them.
Okay. Yeah. Answers then.
Yeah. Right. No, she was just, and it was honestly.
Hurt people.
I was just like, I remember just being like, I was like, I'm not going to fight this because I was like, she's probably not going to be my son's stepmother. I was like, I started feeling guilty that I've been making her change the trajectory of her life to like date me. And I was like, let's just fucking end it.
Was she crushed?
No, she wasn't crushed, but I think she, you know. I think she thought I was going to like try a little harder to like keep it going, but
yeah,
it's weird now.
Well, I guess when you're at that age, you feel like you can still just be with somebody forever.
You called her on her birthday. You're like, and I'm not going to make your party.
What was the age gap on that one?
This is a year ago,
12
or
years,
a year and a half ago.
13 years.
Nice.
Yeah. So she's 23. I was 38.
Yeah, well, like,
there's hope. Good.
It's such a funny thing because you looking at a 23-year-old be like, you're not going to want to do this in 2 or 3 years. You're going to be tired of this.
Right. Exactly.
But she doesn't know that because she's 23.
I have a different thing. Like when I'm dating now, like I'm not trying to casually date. Like I'm like, if I'm dating somebody, I have to consider the fact that they're going to be a fucking stepmother to my child, a wife, help me take care of my house, you know, be a true partner. There's things in my life that I fucking need a partner to be there for. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, it probably wasn't going to end up going down that path. She was just fucking gorgeous and like, she was fun. She was a super cool chick too. The whole staff met her. Like we brought her to Six Flags and fucking got her cotton candy. I let her ride the pony.
That.
It was fucking great, dude.
I like the pony.
Lewis is like, she was kind of childish, but it's like, I remember when we were going to Six Flags, I came up to his house to drive with him. Me and my girl came up to his crib and she's doing dabs and he's playing Rocket League. So really they were compatible. We left an hour late. And that then he showed. Right. Then we showed up, and she cheered him on as he did donuts around the staff who was waiting for us at Six Flags. Shannon, back me up.
She loved it.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. Well.
I did meet her though.
Yeah, she was a great chick.
Yep.
Yeah, but
who is James's favorite stepmom so far?
he did tell Natalie that she's his third stepmom. He said that to her. Not even kidding. Like, he just said it in a matter-of-fact way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Third or third place?
Third, no, his third stepmom.
Yeah.
That he knows of. He's had a few others that he didn't realize that they were stepmoms.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So, that's that.
Good for him.
Hell yeah.
Did he say third favorite?
No.
That's
no.
Good.
I don't know who his favorite is.
Hmm.
Probably Natalie. Or Kim. Hmm.
Probably. Kim was there a while.
Kim was there. He loved Kim. Yeah,
he had Kim in the... Kim was there in the formative years.
Well, Kim was the first woman that he ever met as like my significant other, you know, and that was like a big process. You know, now he's just fucking, he's old enough now. I think he sort of like understands. He's like, oh, this girl's probably not going to be around forever.
Gotta push her out of a window.
Follow up question. Does Natalie listen to Real Ass Podcasts? Okay,
I'm literally fucking around. Yes, she does, and she
literally will, fucking around behind Natalie's back with any pregnant hooker that
actually
I can find.
Be mad at me if she hears this. Her ass mints.
I can't imagine why.
Do we find anal suppositories that make your ass smell and taste better?
Okay, so I closed it now, but I can tell you the one that I found that's the closest. It was like an ibuprofen suppository that had menthol and eucalyptus in it. That's the closest thing to mint I was able to find.
An anal suppository. But that's for ibuprofen. That's so you could take fucking Advil in your ass.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the closest thing I could find. There isn't one solely for the purpose of smell or taste. It doesn't exist.
Type in ass mints.
Dude, we got the market corner.
Little gummy bear butt plugs, man.
I guarantee you this has to be a thing.
Stop giving a suggestion to Google, because the more Google people, the more people who work at Google are going to see that.
Dude, it's the marketing. Herassmints.com. It doesn't matter. They could have I want to find other anal suppositories that make your ass smell and taste better. I want to find that.
The ass mints that are coming up, you could share the screen. It's they're all joke things.
Bunny
like
booty.
Ass mints.
Bunny booty.
Well, this isn't
mints.
A joke.
This is a Real Ass Podcast. We don't do jokes.
If we do the suppository,
hold on, that seems like it might be
eco-friendly and innovative.
It's a bidet attachment. I'm trying to load it.
And it sprays your ass with nice smelling stuff.
Yeah, hold on. It's gonna take an hour to load.
We got to come up with something that also cures the yeast infection.
So does Feeny.
I mean, anal suppositories are a thing. What? Mints are a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there. Who didn't connect these dots?
Booty. IBS supplements.
Look at that chick.
Toilet paper spray.
Toilet paper spray. Right. Attachment. Booty mint. Eco-friendly flushable.
See, this isn't for ass eating, though.
No.
Specifically.
This is just so you feel better about your ass.
Yeah.
No, this is...
I feel like they just assume people could use like a flavored lube or... A syrup of
I feel
sort.
Like the ass mint should be also ass edible, syrup. So you could suck it out of her asshole if you decide that you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It should be plugged.
I mean, you could eat a suppository.
Okay, I found it.
I think it should dissolve
whoa,
over time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sure. Go ahead, Shannon.
Orbit look at his face. Door.
That's
Shannon,
not real.
God damn it, it's not real.
Rectal mints.
Eat that ass with class. Come on. They even got a great Shannon. Tagline.
Shannon.
I mean,
well,
this...
we could steal that. I have a feeling it's not trademarked.
This is exactly what you're going
this
for.
This is actually, that's what I visualize. A green.
I could sell that to any bodega in the country.
Looks like it glows in the dark.
That's, I mean, we have quite a winner on our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've set it all into a microphone, we're all, you know, legal partners.
I throw ideas out all the time for the audience. Mm-hmm. And
you're just trying to help.
Yeah, I'm not really
like
worried.
Gary V.
Look, if you guys want to fucking go make harassments.com, like, I do
at the
it.
Very least, buy the domain
I want,
and squat on it.
I want 10%. 10% of the business.
10%.
If they do all the work and everything.
You're a fool. 25.
I'm not going to go and figure out how to make harassments.
You don't have to. That's why they're getting 75%. What are you giving away so much for?
Shannon, can you pull up the fan fiction, please? Did you not print it?
I have it here. I just I found I can't get it to play though. But there's a song by Burt Reynolds called "Her Ass Mint" on Spotify.
God damn it! By Burt Reynolds?
That's what it says.
Yeah,
like, what? No,
it's definitely just really... a rapper that calls himself Burt Reynolds. No way.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds is dead.
Which is a dope name for a white rapper, Burt Reynolds.
Well, that's okay. Fuck it. Let's do the fan fiction. If you guys want to join the conversation, let's get our plugs out. We never did plugs. Let's do our plugs now. And if you guys want to join the conversation or send us any fan fiction, any fan questions, any fan anything, shoot us an email at realassofficial@gmail.com. I also take fucking gifts now. If you guys want to send me gifts, I got a gift the other day, right? I got open on Skanks, I think, though.
Yeah, you had one here. It was the pictures. The pictures they sent you here. The artwork.
That was last.
Oh, yeah, we opened it, though. No, we opened it. Yeah, I ended up getting another one to open on Skanks. Somebody sent me gold, 24-karat gold rolling papers, two of them. Mm. So we're going to smoke golden blunts on the Legion of Skanks Christmas episode Monday.
Want the address real quick?
Yeah, the address is 151 First Avenue, New York, New York, number 311. What's the zip code?
10003.
151 First Avenue.
Number 311.
Number 311, New York, New York, 10003. And don't make fun of me because I say the suite number after the New York, New York. Okay? I saw that. You think I'm not dumb? I think I am dumb. What do you got to plug? Nathan?
I'm the New York Comedy Club Roast Tournament, which I plan on winning, so come check that out. You can also see I post roast jokes on my Instagram, Nathan Orton NYC.
You gonna use some heel tactics? Out of nowhere, you're just gonna RKO somebody in that?
The judges just say how unlikable I look and call me an asshole, and I will.
That's fair. I have judged roast battles that Nathan has been in.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous.
He is unlikable.
I still fucking win.
Hell yeah.
Maybe because I say that.
That's fine. Very cocky. I like it. Feeny?
If you're watching live, tomorrow I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Point Pleasant. I'll also be at headlining Mohegan Sun the 30th through the 1st. I'll be there for New Year's Eve. But if you live in Boston, come to Laugh Boston January 20th. It's the first time I'm ever doing comedy in Boston, which is wild. Nice. So I'm excited. So let's sell some tickets to that. That's on sale at MikeFeeneyComedy.com. You can check out my podcast, Here's a Scenario. You can check out my other podcast, Snarky, at I Am Mike Feeney on social media and twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker.
Sick. Figs.
Did you just call me Figs?
Figs.
Figs?
Figs.
Figs.
He said Figs, and he is correcting it beautifully on the spot.
Yeah. No, you definitely call figs. Me Figs.
I mean, you understand figs. How words work. I called you Figs.
All right, whatever.
As call in me. Figa. Figs.
I got it.
Nice.
You're not the first person to do that.
Good. Comic Mike Figs on Twitter.
At Chris from BKLYN, Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, I'll be replacing Zach Amico everywhere he is because he's dead now.
Hell yeah. This weekend, Toronto, Dark Comedy Festival. Chris Figg is coming with me.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to hang out the entire weekend.
I didn't tell the other gig that it didn't tell me yet. So
well, you know what? Now they know.
Yeah, probably.
It's going to be a great time, guys. Come out to these shows. Shows are almost sold out. Live Real Ass Podcast, Real Ass Talent Show. We're doing a Depraved featuring myself, Ryan Long, Mark Norman, Chris Figg, Rob Mayhew, and many other comedians. Going to be a fucking sick-ass show. And then I'm doing a headlining night as well. Then next month, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky, Comedy Off Broadway, January 13th through 15th. And then I'll be at the Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut, January 21st and 22nd. Lots more dates coming up, including San Francisco, San Diego. These are already booked. I don't know why I keep on saying to my agent daily to put these up on my website, and they're just not up there yet. But keep on checking back.
What's the Boston?
LewisOfSkanks.com is the website. If you guys love this show, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP30. Get a 30-day free trial. This is a special holiday promotion. We normally do a 7-day free trial. So get a 30-day free trial right now with the promo code RAP30 and get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows on the network. Ad-free, uncensored. You get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. And if you guys decide to buy a 2-year membership right now until the end of the year, if you get a 2-year membership to Gas Digital, we're going to give you 30% off. So you're saving. It's the most savings we've ever done on any long-term membership. Mm. So go do that right now. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And that's that. Right, Shannon? The thing is, ding.
I want to do one of those Depraved shows. Are you still doing those at Stress Factor?
I don't have one on the books right now, but I will have one for sure. All right, so we're going to do this fan fiction. So what I found out with the fan fiction is that they only wrote it for 3 characters. Mm-hmm. That's me, Dave Smith, and Big J. Okerson. Mm-hmm. So I've decided to make my directorial debut, and I'm going to direct you guys as the Legion of Skanks. So we're going to say the role of Big J is going to be played by Nathan Orton. All right. The role of Dave Smith is played by Mike Feeney, and the role of Louis J. Gomez is played by Chris Figa.
Okay. This is so many pages.
No, it's not. It's 4 pages. 5, 6, 7 pages. Or 8 pages.
Is this proofread? Did anybody proofread this?
Nope, we did not read it.
This is just, we're going in blind.
We're going in blind. I noticed Shannon's process today. I was like, Shannon, have you checked Real Ass Official in a minute? And she goes, oh, yes, I have.
I have.
And then she opens it, and then there's all of these unread. I mean, talking about like months of unread messages. And I'm like, that's crazy. Look at that. Look at that one. There's multiple fan scripts. This one of them.
There are two.
And then she goes, look at this. Look at this fan script right here. And then she just counts the characters in it. She doesn't read it. She just counts the amount of names to see how many people she has to assign.
Right.
And that's the amount of prep she does.
No, there's only two new ones.
Okay.
And I look at the subject line of the emails, and you can see part of them. And I see most of them are just ridiculous, so I skip them.
All right, let's see. This Jesus is Justice Christ. League of Skanks, it's called. The Justice League of Skanks. I will direct you guys, but I'm going to let you just go.
How would improv. You do a Dave impression?
I'm going to let you interpret all that right, how you try. Want to interpret that.
He's a hard person.
All right, cut. Feeny. That's not really Dave.
I'm not doing
more
it.
Of a Feeny.
I'm doing it. I'm going to do it now. Ready? What's up? Oh, shit. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Are we trying to sound like...
Yeah. Yeah,
them,
yeah.
Or should we just make
we gotta go for it. We're perfect. Acting.
He
buddy.
Sounded just yeah. like him. Whatever he inspires in you. So whether it's sounds, if it's a physicality, if it's like whatever it is, dude, it's you. It's up to you to become Big J right now.
All right, let's do it. What's up? You ready?
Jay's like chill. Yeah.
He is
oh
chill.
Man!
Chill.
Okay,
you'd have a bad episode of Skanks.
I
tomorrow.
Know. They're not gonna, Jay's feelings are going to be so hurt. All right, ready and action.
What's up? Oh shit! I'm the first one here, aren't I?
You're playing it like John Travolta. What's
oh,
up?
Shit.
Oh shit!
I'm the first one here, aren't I? How am I? Oh jeez! How am I the strongest man in the universe and the president of the world power? And I'm the first one to do this stupid Zoom meeting. Oh jeez!
Iran isn't a world power, Dave. You fucking faggot. Ayatollah like Blow Maney.
Like
I'm ad libbing.
You're adding words. Okay. Zach, can you pan down the camera, please, so we can see Quado?
Stop calling me Quado, Dave, you gay faggot. I'm not a mutant growing out of Zach's body, you gay faggot. I was surgically implanted here after my own body failed me, you gay faggot.
I don't say gay faggot that much.
Yeah, Super AIDS is real. I told you to wear kryptonite condom if you were going to fuck every X-Men reject that came on your podcast.
Like
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
The cat, as we all know. You two look great, though. You definitely don't look like Krang.
What the fuck is a Krang?
He was the really smart alien living inside the giant dumb robot from the Ninja Turtles that would always bully.
I'm not a dirty alien. I'm an illegal alien, Dave. I'm a super genius. I'm like a sexy Lex Luthor. Ugh. Besides, Zach and I are currently the tag team wrestling champions of the world. We don't have time to watch cartoons. Listen, I need to tell you something before Big J gets here.
Did you kill Christine again?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass. It's time to get real ass. My producers do nothing. This sucks. We can't finish this. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible, Shannon. There's
great
too many
job.
Words.
There's so many pages.
It's terrible.
There's so many pages.
I mean, we were halfway through.
This is why you have to
page.
Read the emails.
No, this is why I didn't pick this one. Lewis wanted it.
I had to get real ass.
Do you want to look at the last page and see if it turns around?
Let's just do the last page, guys.
Okay.
Let's see what happens on the last page.
God. That's, we didn't even get
no context
yet. Yeah. Chicken sounds like what cowards eat. Don't you have any dead lions laying around that we
it's
can barbecue?
It's better already.
No, I put them all under a box, propped up with a stick, and attached to a string.
Trying to catch Joe Rogan again? I'm pretty sure the rumors about his pot of gold and Lucky Charms are greatly exaggerated.
I want to make a necklace out of his giant nipples.
Okay.
It's kind of the trashing Joe Rogan.
You guys, can we wrap this up? Dunham doesn't like it when I forget to wash all the cum out of the Pruitt puppet's fuckholes.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, let's wrap this one up. You guys want to do plugs? Like I plugged Joe Rogan's gay asshole?
No, is that really? He said that?
Yeah, he said that. You said that.
Damn it. That's
right. This is a phone call, Lewis. You just hang up when you're done. Didn't you have an evil plan you wanted to talk about?
Oh, yeah. We can talk about it next week on the podcast. I have a trunk full of Yo Delta I need to sell.
Well, this was pointless.
He spelled it pointless.
Yeah.
Fucking retard. Yeah, I have a Yeah, I have to pay Dunham back for all this time that I've wasted. Hello, Lewis?
He hung up. I can't believe we're still friends with him, and I can't believe we're still reading this. Well,
yeah. Guys, great job. Dude, that guy
I
just
love
won.
The idea of Dave hanging out with Jeff Dunham, though, like in real life.
Well, this just, is going
to
crush.
Just trying to have a political debate with, what is that, Ahmed?
That was terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Who the fuck wrote this? What's the guy's name? We should say his full name.
It's Augusto McBeath.
Oh,
sounds like a fake name.
That's his legal name.
So, all right, Shanna, who is this reality TV star that's making $50,000 a month? And I'm gonna have you guys guess what she's selling. Mm-hmm. First of all, who she is? Who is she? Give me a picture of her, and don't show the article, obviously, because I'm gonna have these guys guess.
Okay, hold on.
It's time to guess the news.
Reality show.
So I can tell you what she's from. She's from 90 Day Fiancé.
Well, we're gonna guess
it's
the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Okay. All right, this is her. Her name is Stephanie. She's from 90 Day Fiancé.
All right, hell
on,
yeah.
On her season, she claims she's a lesbian, though fans aren't 100% buying it. But she was talking to a girl from Australia, so she went to Australia to meet the girl. They never ended up doing anything because she didn't want to have sex and stuff like that. They didn't work out. So she's on the newest season of 90 Day Fiancé, which is the single life, and she's trying to date. She's been celibate
men
for 2 years. Just women, I think.
Just women.
She's focusing on women.
Do you have any other photos of her? Because she has some big fat titties, which I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are nice
That's
tits.
Usually a plus.
Hold on.
Some nice tats.
Okay, here's one.
Okay. Okay. She's Hell cute. Yeah, dude. She's super cute. Yeah. You remember this girl, Shannon, from the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, she's annoying.
She's annoying.
Yeah, she's very cute, though.
Yeah. Cute, Sarah. Right. What do you think? Going to be annoying, probably.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to guess?
So what do you guys...
Breast
what
milk.
What do you think she's selling? Breast milk.
Did she have a kid?
I don't know.
I don't know if I should answer that. Here's another picture. This is more recent. She cut her hair short.
She's hot.
A different person.
She's hot. I like her.
Yeah, she looks like a totally different
Is she selling
person.
Her hair?
It's got to be something sexual and specific.
$50,000 per month she makes.
Oh, selling. Okay, per month.
Per month. It wasn't just a one-time thing.
Because it's got to be something that continues to be produced.
Well, we learned last time from Natalie that lesbians eat pussy on their period. I'm going to say tampons.
What about?
Ooh, very smart.
What about
use something? Tampons?
Use tampons.
That would actually be a solid buy.
Yeah, because you could do.
Yeah,
that
I don't think it's something that
you keep that in
like tangible, right? Because $50,000. I mean, the saying $50,000.
How about this? You guys can ask me questions, like 20 questions.
Okay. Is it a?
Is it a?
Is he
tampon?
Selling a solid, a liquid, or a gaseous?
Just selling your own jankum.
It's got to be. It's got to be yes or no questions.
Okay.
Is it a picture?
Is it a solid?
No.
Is it a liquid?
No.
Is it a gaseous?
Yes.
All right.
Is she a jar of farts?
Is she farting?
She's farting in a jar.
That's the quickest game of all time.
Well, you said, is it a solid, a liquid, or a gas?
What is the original? Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral is the classic 20 questions?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, she's selling her farts in jars. How much is a fart, Shannon?
So she says that she's selling them at the heavily discounted price of $1,000 per jar.
Per fart.
That's, yeah.
Now,
you got to unscrew it
you come. Can it really seal?
Yes.
And how long can it preserve?
I farted in a miniature canteen that I had when I was a kid, and I sealed it and I put it in the freezer overnight because I just wanted to see if I could
hold. Why the freezer?
I felt I needed a frozen fart.
Okay, yeah, sure.
You thought it was going to solidify? You could break it over somebody's head?
Dude, I opened it the next day, and sure enough, it's like somebody farted freshly in my nose. It was wild. In fact, Shannon?
Can you get a jar and put it on the shelf?
Shannon, will you please fart in a jar for us and let us open it up a month later and see if it still smells?
No, we could sell that. What are you talking about?
Yes, open it up a month later.
Can we do that in place of doing the real assies? That's what I'm going to offer up for everything.
Shannon, if you will,
what's the real ass?
Shannon, if you give me oral sex to completion, we don't have to do the Assy Awards. And I really genuinely, I swear on my son's life.
Just may a my, classic
may my
quid
son,
pro quo.
May my son die a violent, horrible death tomorrow if I am not 100%. If you suck my cock to completion, Shannon, we will forego the Assies this year.
What are the Assies?
Balls in your court.
Balls in your mouth. Annual award show.
Like the Dundies?
Yes. It's the Assy Awards. It's the
Why hardest. Don't you want to do them?
It's a lot of work.
So much work.
Oh.
But it's blowing me to completion.
That sounds like more work.
It's less work, for sure. It's definitely less work, but it's, you know.
It's easier on your neck. That's definitely.
I already agreed to do the dick smelling thing in place of the Assies.
What was the dick smelling thing?
You're smelling people's dick?
Shin, I say things.
I know.
I don't think about anything I say.
If you don't remember,
or after.
Yeah.
There's not like.
Are you going to fuck a jar and a month later she's going to see if she still smell your dick?
First, she's going to fart in a jar. She's going to come in one day. She's like, look, here's your jar. I'm like, what are you talking
about? Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
If you don't bring it up, he won't remember.
I will not remember.
I do have one other piece of information regarding these jars.
Please.
She puts several flower petals in them, which she says absorbs the scent and makes it last longer.
Jeez. Okay.
What you got to do is you got to use, so I use mason jars to keep cigars fresh with a Bovita pack in there. I think that'll keep it nice and wet for the fellas. You know what I mean?
What if she's using other people's farts?
Like, that is true.
She's just gaslighting
people.
What
if she's not even putting farts
in there?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Guess we'll stay. Guess we'll stay.
What if she's not even putting farts in there? What if she's putting like old food and then taking it out right before she sent it?
Or
to
like
somebody?
A stink bomb or something?
Or how often do you think she puts it up against her
asshole? You remember stink bombs, dude?
How often do you think she puts it up against her asshole? Stink she tries bombs. To fart and then a little turd just falls into the jar. That's like a special one. That's like getting like the Dakota ring.
How did they make stink
it's
bombs?
Like, it rattles around like the ball in the bottom of a can of Guinness.
Yeah,
and they would explode. It goes. Bills, and then
oh, you're talking about the fart bombs.
The fart bomb, the ones you buy from the ice cream man?
The little glass stink bombs were so much worse.
Oh, the
though.
Glass stink bombs, yeah, they were just, whatever it was like some...
Oh.
No, I'm talking about the fart bombs that would, there would be a bag and it would infest.
Yeah, they were the bomb bags.
Go,
they were like bomb bags with stink bomb
they
in
didn't,
it.
Yes.
I didn't know that they had stink in them. I thought they just were bomb bags.
They had bomb bags and then they had fart bombs.
It was awful.
I don't
know. That's not as bad as the classic glass stink bomb.
In middle school, the bomb bags were a regular problem because I went to Havisham Middle School and
well, Fina, you're a little younger than us, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably why. The fart bombs came out...
A few years later.
Yeah, I was still using them.
So
but
when I was in middle school, in Havisham Middle School, we were allowed to leave the school for lunch at middle school and go to like the village, like the downtown village and go to the pizzeria, the ice cream shop, whatever. You get to just leave the premises of the school. There's no way they would let this happen today. Yeah. I can look it up. I guarantee you Havisham Middle School no longer allows children out into the town of Havisham to go buy
it
fucking...
It seems wildly reckless.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And this was the only middle school like in the county. It was famous for it. It was like everyone wanted to go to Havisham Middle School because for lunch...
My middle school, for lunch too. And it was... That neighborhood was pretty dangerous.
It was all... I think in the city it was probably more of a regular occurrence.
No.
No, it wasn't.
51 in Park Slope, because I lived in Gowanus. Yeah, I think it was like, there was all these places that you can get like food for a dollar that catered to the junior high school.
Yeah, it was $2 or $1.50 for two slices of pizza and a soda.
Imagine the fucking nightmare of being a business owner.
Dude, I
and
think
then
about
fucking
it sometimes.
11-year-olds are coming in.
Dude,
like,
literally my lunch period every day was I would get $2 for lunch. It was $1.50 because it was $1.50 for two slices and a can of soda because the extra 50 cents that I would have. We would play Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat because they just had Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat in there. So it was like, this was the fucking place to go. Nice. You'd get pizza, you'd play Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat on your lunch break. And that was fucking that. And it was fucking dope. Why did he even bring this? Oh, yeah. In the town, they sold the bomb bags. They was like, you know, all these little bodegas would sell all that shit. So everyone would just come back. And right after lunch, you just hear 100 of them go off as soon as.
Yeah. What sounds like gunfire?
Yeah. It sounded like gunfire. Yeah. The smoke bombs were pretty popular.
Yeah, the different color ones. Yeah, the blue and the...
I mean, those just actually shot a white hot flame out of them.
And they also
people
like,
would try to
stained.
Pick them up, and then the flame would just come out.
I was like, oh! It would stain whatever anything that was on.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah,
man, but those fart bombs were sick.
They were sick. Yeah.
And you'd always be like, nah, they're not that bad. We're doing it outside, and then it would still. You'd just be like, God. Damn.
It's so funny what we spent our money on. Like from the age of like
that and candy
11,
cigarettes.
Yeah, 11 to like
bubblegum cigar.
16. Yeah. It was just like I need a pack of candy cigarettes. I would love some nunchucks.
Yeah.
If that's possible. Maybe
dude, I tried to get the throwing stars anytime we took a field trip into New York City, went to like Chinatown.
Oh yeah.
Always just like
they denied you.
Well, yeah, the teacher's aides people that were like coming around with us would be like don't let him buy that.
Yeah, I had a butterfly knife that I got from like a martial arts supply store.
Nice.
That's like, you know, the ones that open up.
I buy laser pointers because remember those were like, those were like the shit with all the different tops on them and it had different
the naked lady from the mud flap.
He's like, hold on, I have to catch Nightcrawler.
Because he's a cat.
You got it. All right, let's fucking wrap this
it's
one.
It's been a pretty fantastic episode.
It's been a funny episode, boys. It's always a good time here on the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you guys for supporting the show. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode. Shannon, who are the guests on Friday? We just recorded it yesterday. It was a fun one. Oh, Gino and Figs and...
Ryan Long.
Ryan Long. Great show. Really, really funny show coming out on Friday. So until then, we will check in next time. Good night.
That's all, folks.